This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
کمتر وقتی است که من به یاد جناب آقای قاسم سلیمانی باشم و دعا نکنم.
Most of the time in my prayers, I remember General Qasim Soleimani. He was very dear to me. We as the soldiers of Islam have to look at great role models in our lives.
Although our hearts have been set on fire, and although we are mourning this great loss, we know that martyrdom in the way of Allah was your biggest wish.
Today's a special story, the life and character of Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani. Dear listeners, as most of you know, General Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani, who was the commander of the Quds Force of IRGC, played a key role in the developments of West Asia, especially in fighting the Takfiri West-backed terrorists as well as the Zionist regime of Israel. Shortly before his martyrdom, Shahid Soleimani, in a documentary, explained in full detail how he and the Quds Force helped Hezbollah of Lebanon to defeat the Israeli regime in the 2006 33-day war between Hezbollah and the Israeli regime. He said that the Israelis wanted to launch a surprise attack against Hezbollah in order to put an end to it. They were self-assured that nearly 200,000 American armed forces could back them up and do not let Hezbollah attack them. As a matter of fact, the Israelis wanted to completely change the demographic of Lebanon. Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani said that the goal of Israel was to occupy Lebanon once again and completely destroy Hezbollah under the pretext of saving two of its captives. However, thanks to the intelligence operations of the Quds Force and the vigilance of Hezbollah, they were able to predict this attack of the Israelis, and Hezbollah was fully prepared to defend itself and its country, Lebanon. And now Ayatollah Javadi Amuli talks about the personality of Shahid Qasim Soleimani.
کمتر وقتی است که من به یاد جناب آقای قاسم سلیمانی باشم و دعا نکنم، اما خیلی پیش ما عزیزه.
همه ما وامدار شهادت و مجاهدت این برادر عزیز
ما. Most of the time in my prayers I remember General Qasim Soleimani. He was very dear to me. We are all indebted to this martyred brother of ours, Shahid General Qasim Soleimani. Last year, he came to the city of Qom to visit the religious authorities here. He had a meeting with me too. When our meeting was finished and the other people left the room, he asked me to do something for him. He took a piece of cloth out of his pocket and said, "This is a piece of my shroud. Would you sign it for me and testify that I was a faithful person?" I said, "I am not qualified enough to testify this for you. Who am I to do so?" Now he asked me to testify for himself, who was a righteous person. He served his whole life for the cause of Islam. He safeguarded us. He protected us against the enemies. He saved our faces and families. He protected our religion, our Islamic system. He served Imam Khomeini and our current leader. Finally, I accepted and signed his shroud.
گفتیم هو شاهد، خدایا تو شاهدی این عزیز ما.
کارگزار I wrote on that piece of cloth هو شاهد، which means, O Allah, I testify that this dear man has served you his whole life. And now you can see that by being martyred on the path of Allah and Islam, he is now in the presence of Allah, and he will be resurrected with the prophets of Allah, the Ahlul Bayt, and the martyrs of Karbala, especially Imam al-Husayn.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani disclosed many secrets about the 33-day war between Hezbollah and the Israeli regime. He said that Shahid Imad Mughniya was an extremely influential figure in Hezbollah's victory against the Israelis. One of the amazing things that Shahid Imad Mughniya did was that he was able to target Israeli Hummers in Israeli soil and take the ones in it captive. In this way, he was able to capture many Israelis and bring them to Lebanon. Shahid Soleimani went on to say that Shahid Mughniya was careful that the ones inside the vehicles would not die, but rather only get wounded so that they could take them captive. Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani compared Shahid Mughniya to Malik al-Ashtar after he was martyred. He said that we had the same feeling as Imam Ali did when Malik al-Ashtar was martyred. Shahid Qasim Soleimani praised Hezbollah as a very prudent and powerful force that before conducting any operation, they would make the necessary preparements. For example, when they took Israelis captive, they were fully prepared for the Israelis' response. This was one of the keys to the victory of Hezbollah. This is the voice of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, along with the English translation of his words.
ولی ما در زندگی پاسداری خودمون باید به الگوهای بزرگ نگاه کنیم.
We as the soldiers of Islam have to look at great role models in our lives. Our life will end one day whether we are in the war fronts or our houses. This will come fast. Even if we live our whole life in the best hotel, or even we are the head of the world, we will die one day. Therefore, selecting the right path in our life is very important.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani, in a documentary, spoke about his role and presence in the 33-day war between Hezbollah and Israel. He said he was in Syria and was unable to cross the Syria-Lebanon borders as it was constantly under aerial attack. However, Shahid Mughniya knew a way which was safe. Therefore, he went to Syria and took Shahid Soleimani to Lebanon from that secret passageway. Haj Qasem made a report to the Supreme Leader. The situation was critical in Lebanon. Buildings were being leveled by the Israeli attacks. There were villages that were entirely occupied by Shias and were completely separate from Christian and Sunni villages. Therefore, the Israelis freely attacked those villages and brutally killed many innocent people. Nevertheless, the Supreme Leader of Iran assured Haj Qasem and all the members of Hezbollah and Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah that you will definitely achieve victory as you are in the path of truth. Then, the Supreme Leader told them to recite the supplication of Joshan Sagir, which means the supplication of the lesser armor. Ultimately, thanks to Hezbollah's strong faith in God and the Ahlul Bayt, at night, while the Israeli forces were conducting a heliborne operation, one of the Hezbollah commanders fired a rocket that landed on the helicopter and killed all the Israelis in that helicopter. The Israelis thought Hezbollah had acquired sophisticated homing missiles. Therefore, they quickly ended the war and demanded ceasefire. If it weren't for the well-calculated plans of the Quds Force of IRGC and Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani, Hezbollah wouldn't have achieved such a victory. Haj Qasem Soleimani was martyred on January 3, 2020 by the terrorist Zionist regime of America. May Allah bless Shahid Soleimani and further elevate his high ranks. Now we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab talking about Shahid General Qasem Soleimani.
I saw nothing but beauty. This is the famous sentence of Lady Zainab after the tragedy of Karbala. After witnessing all the men of her family, her sons, her brothers and his loyal companions being brutally killed in the way of Allah, Lady Zainab said, "I saw nothing but beauty." And today, General Soleimani, we saw nothing but beauty. You lived such a beautiful life and gave your life in the way of Allah so beautifully. You were martyred in the way of Allah by the hands of the Yazid of our time. You spent many years safeguarding the shrine of Lady Zainab in Syria, and if it weren't for your braveries and sacrifices, the enemy would have demolished Lady Zainab's shrine as soon as it could. If it weren't for your braveries and sacrifices, we would be fighting ISIS inside the cities of Iran today. You are a hero for all Iranians and Muslim youth all over the world. Although our hearts have been set on fire, and although we are mourning this great loss, we know that martyrdom in the way of Allah was your biggest wish. And now that you have reached this high rank, the rank of being a martyr in the way of Allah, we ask you to pray for us so that we can live and die like you, a life and death full of purity and honor.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani. Please don't forget to log on to our website, which is www.parsetoday.com. And if you have any questions or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.